Start a little late here, some crossover with Mixtape Party, but that's okay because it's Labor Day and we're just, everybody's kind of just going kind of nice and easy today, and Otis Redding, certainly a good way to start that off. And next up, we're actually going to hear from Gary Wright. You probably best know him as the singer-songwriter of Dreamweaver, but this is Love is Alive, and let's hope it is for you on this Labor Day, and listen to Grow Radio.
We'll be right back.
Jukebox, and that song, she's doing covers there, and that song was by James Brown, Lost Someone. Actually, the writers are James Brown, Bobby Bird, and Lloyd Stallworth, probably know it by James Brown mostly. So we're gonna go back and play another Otis Redding song, just because I'm in that kind of mood today, and this is called Hog for You. Listen to Grow Radio. It's Labor Day Monday.
I'm a hog for you, babe. Keep on real long, I know.
All right. Well, there should be Liz Phair coming up next with Whip Smart, but it seems to be stuck for a second, so we'll try it again. And like I said, you just heard from Otis Redding, Hog for You. It's H-A-W-G, so. But now we're going to try and play again, try and play Liz Phair off of the album Whip Smart. And, the song Whip Smart. And here we go. All right. Thanks for hanging in.
I'm going to tell my son.
Story, and we had another round. Oh, drink it, drink it, drink it. though she was a pretty whore. She'd always greet you with a smile and never lock her door. But on the day she died, well, a minute in town did weep, for Mary McGregor finally got some sleep.
All right. Well, hopefully you're hanging out and doing a little drinking tonight, but not any fighting. That was Flogging Molly with Drink and Fight, so I thought it'd be a fun song to play on this holiday, into this holiday weekend. But hopefully they're not words to live by. Just a fun song. So, and since it is Labor Day, I know Mixtape Party before me played some, you know, working class hero songs as well. I'm gonna continue that theme a little bit. I just think Woody Guthrie and Billy Bragg probably do it just about as good as anybody, so thought we'd throw one in there with Hoodoo Voodoo off of Mermaid Avenue. We'll be right back.
la vie, ça se trouve. Mais dans l'amour, 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 ça se perd. Mais dans la vie, ça se donne. Par amour, l'amour, l'amour, ça se prend. Par envie, la vie, ça rêve. À l'amour, 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 c'est dans la vie, nous donne tout l'amour, l'amour, l'amour nous prend toute la vie, ça meurt pour l'amour, l'amour.
That was the incomparable Edith Piaf with La Vie, L'Amour, and if my poor true French translation is correct, it's life and love. So good sentiments. There was a movie about her life. If you're not familiar with her, she was a French singer from, I think, around the Depression age, or, you know, certainly 30s, 40s, and she's was just beloved in France and internationally, so quite a unique voice. And there was a movie about her life made within the past few years called La Vie en Rose, and it's not the happy summer movie by any stretch of the imagination, but pretty phenomenal. And Marion Cotillard ended up winning the Academy for a portrayal of Edith Piaf, and her albums are just wonderful. I find I like to listen to them a lot in weekend mornings, so good way to kind of get going, even though I don't really know what she's talking about. I need to get translation of those sometimes. But anyway, next up, we're going to hear from someone a little more local. I was going to say local American, but I guess truly local. We're going to hear from Tom Petty and Mudcrutch with Shady Grove. Grow Radio.
Red as a blooming rose, eyes are the prettiest brown. She's the darling of my heart, sweetest little girl in town. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Thank you.
see my Shady Grove standing in the door, her shoes and stockings in her hand, little bare feet on the floor.
Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say, Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away.
Next up, we're gonna mix the genre a bit with Jay-Z. The song is "Justify My Thug," and I've been catching Jay-Z this week on Bill Maher's show, Politically Incorrect. He's had him as a guest, and he does about a half an hour interview with him, and it's been really interesting. Jay-Z is an artist, you know, obviously that I know a lot, seeing him in the popular media, but I'm not super familiar with a lot of his work, and I wasn't really familiar with, you know, him specifically as a personality, but I was really impressed with the interview, and just have been, you know, really enjoyed watching it. So if you get a chance and you want to check that out, if you don't have HBO, I'm sure that it's floating around on the interweb somewhere. So anyway, this is Justify My Thug, and certainly, you know, some sincere, severe songwriting. All right.
Just feel right here, quick. It's like it's supposed to happen, this one right here. Young. God damn. Let me justify my thug on this one right here. It goes 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, the party about to pop then.
Rockefeller,
it's
y'all.
Your boy, yes, Dot, and I ain't never been in jail. I ain't never pay a nigga to do no dirt for me. I was scared to do myself. I will never tell, even if it means sitting in a cell. I ain't never ran, never will. I ain't never been smacked. A nigga better keep his hands to himself or get clapped from what's under that man's belt. I never ask for nothing, I don't demand of myself. Honesty, loyalty, friends, and then wealth. Death before dishonor, and I tell you what else. I tighten my belt before I beg for help. Foolish pride is what held me together through the years I wasn't felt, which is why I ain't never played myself. I just play the hand I'm dealt. I can't say I've never knelt before God and asked for better cause, sometimes to no avail. But I never sat back feeling sorry for myself. If you don't give me heaven, I raise hell to this heaven. My dog, I'm a kid. kill your cat. Just the unwritten laws in rap. Know that for every action there's a reaction. Don't have me relapsing. Relax is what I'm about, but about mine. Don't be acting like you can't see street action. Take me back to reasonable doubt time. You see my mind's on the finish line, facing the wreck. I put my motherfucking faith in the tech. Tell Satan not yet. You understand I'm chasing my breath. I am narrowly escaping my death. Oh yes, I am the Michael Schumacher of the rock roster, traveling Mach 5. Barreling my apparel can stop God. God forgive me, but I can't let them deliver me to you until I won this race. Then eventually my engine gonna burn out. I get whatever is meant for me, however it turns out fine. Red line. Oh. We both lose our sight, and two wrongs don't make a right. But when you've been wrong and you know all along that it's just one life, at what point does one fight?
Good question, right?
But you knock the ball, try to put your dogs in it. 10 and a halves, 4 minutes and a half. Bet that stops all the grinning and the laughs. When you play the game of life and the win ain't in the bag. When your options is none and the pen is all you have. Or the block, niggas standing tight as lemons on the app. Try to cop a shop, call they self cleansing in the cash. But can't put their name on paper cause then you won't blast. Mr. President, it's drugs in our residence. Tell me what you want me to do, come break bread with us. Mr. Governor, I swear there's a cover up. Every other corner there's a liquor store. Fuck is up.
For you.
All right, that was Jay-Z with Justify My Thug. And as I was doing the intro for that song, I said that it was sincerely, severely, the lyrics. And as I said it, I thought, oh, that sounds really good. And then once the music started, I realized that's not my quote at all. And I read it this weekend in the scene section. Morning Bell was actually, I believe, quoting David Lee Roth in regards to their new upcoming album. So I thought that I would go ahead and play a Morning Bell tune now. So I turned around to our local record shelf here at Grow Radio here in Gainesville, and I'm going to play you Morning Bell, not from their latest CD, but from their album Forgetting to Wake Up, and this is the whistle song. You listen to Grow Radio.
Save yourself, this might be your last chance. It's like
All right, well, that was Morning Bell, and I hope that they had a good, they just released a new CD just this week, so congratulations to them. And I'm going to play some Grateful Dead now. I've got a few more songs here before we close up, but whenever I was out with some friends earlier to barbecue, and whenever I'm out on a sunny day with friends and listen to music, I always tend to somewhat think of the Grateful Dead, just because to me it means good friends outside and such, so I'm going to play Stagger Lee. And hope you're enjoying your day with good friends and such.
1940, Xmas Eve with the full moon over town. Stagger Lee met Billy the Lion and he blew that poor boy down. Do you know what he shot him for? Stagger Lee Stetson head. Bye-yo, bye-yo, tell me how can this be? You arrest the girls for turning tricks, but you're scared of Stagger Lee. Stagger Lee is a mad man and he shot my belly. Job to me. Delia, Delia, dear sweet Delia, how the hell can I arrest him? He's twice as big as me. Well, don't ask me to go downtown. I won't come back alive. Not only is that mother, give me a gun. He shot my Billy dead. Now I'm gonna see him hung. She waded to the Lion's Club through Billy the Lion's blood. Stepped up to Stagger Lee at the bar, said, "Buy me a Jim Fizz love." As Stagger Lee lit a cigarette, she shot him.
Indulging me on that one. Next up for the Labor Day festivities, we're going to play 16 Tons from The Spike is a Pipe Bomb. Kind of seems to be fitting as we go back getting ready for Monday at work. Or Tuesday at work.
Yeah.
see I'm saying getting ready for Monday, and it's Tuesday, of course. I've been doing that all weekend. I thought it was Sunday today. So I'm glad I even made it here, and I'm glad you're listening. I think we're going to take it out with some Cat Power. I believe that the ironing show is coming up next, Summer of Your Life, although I don't believe ironing is here to host it. So hopefully there's someone going to be following this show up with Summer of Your Life. If not, then we'll close it out for now with Singers and Songwriters with Cat Power. Hope you're having a great weekend, and thanks for listening to Grow Radio. Go out there, songwriters and such. Ironing, maybe, or Summer of Your Life may be coming up in a few minutes. Hopefully, stay tuned. But there may not be a show tonight, so hopefully, we'll be on the air, back on the air in a few minutes. If not, we'll be back next week with Songwriters and Such and Summer of Your Life. So, thanks for listening. Remember to check out the podcast, and I hope you have a great, great rest of your holiday weekend. Cheers.